This is Miss Melis, the bathtub mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. This story cycle is called Mirror, Mirror. 31 voices caught in the glass, each one telling you what they saw when the reflection stopped obeying. Remember, mirrors don't copy, they collect. And sooner or later, they show you what they've been saving. October 1st. You remember the rules. Don't look in a mirror in the dark. Don't keep a cracked one. Don't catch your sleeping face in a black screen at 3 a.m. You learn them from neighbors and grandmothers and the hush that follows a flicker in the hallway. You pretend you don't believe them. You still keep them. You tell yourself mirrors are tools, glass and paint, a way to check the collar, the curl, the lipstick you'll swear isn't too much. You lean in close until your breath fogs the surface and the world becomes you, then smaller than you, then only the small square where your mouth is. You say you're adjusting. You are practicing. Here is what you don't like to name. Every practice is a rehearsal, and rehearsals are for performances. You felt the wrongness already. Not with your eyes. Your stomach felt it first. A half blink, a smile that held a beat too long, a tilt of the head that finished after you'd stopped caring. You laughed it off because laughter is a bandage you keep in your pocket. Still, when you left the room, you kept your eyes on the doorway, not the glass, just in case. Listen closely. October sharpens edges. Screens and mirrors behave like siblings who made a pact you weren't invited to join. The silver behind the glass is not empty. It's crowded with what you've taught it. Your hands hovering near your face. Your shoulders set against bad news. The way you pretend you're fine. And then the way you really are. You can keep the rules if they help. Drape a towel. Face the frame to the wall. Speak to your reflection only in daylight. You can also break them to prove a point. Either way, the glass is patient. It's been taking notes for years. Before the month is out, you'll see something you can't explain. No thunderclap, no violins, an adjustment you didn't make, a gesture you didn't teach, a mouth forming your name without you. When that happens, don't argue with yourself about belief. You always believed. You were just waiting to be addressed. You've been listening to Mirror, Mirror from the Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub, featuring the voices of Melissa Bartel, Thomas Jansis, Nuke Chas, Mark the Encaffeinated One, and Clay Robeson. This podcast is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. For show notes, including links and references, please visit bathtubmermaid.com. Special thanks to our patrons, Nuke Chas, Susan Fogel, Jason Banks, Clay Robeson, Charlotte and Ken Kennedy, Mark the Encaffeinated One, Selena Taylor, Fran Hutchinson, and Patricia Kleindienst. If you want to help keep the tub full, please consider joining them at patreon.com/bathtubmermaid. Remember, bubbles fade, but voices don't. Keep swimming and resist.